Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by American Tourist Travel. For all your travel needs, contact American Tourist Travel at americantouristtravel.com. The show is also being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home in the Central Florida area, Elite Vacation Homes is the place to go. They have homes from 2 to 6 bedrooms, they have pools, they have game rooms, and they have outside barbecues. So contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. The show is also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for Disney World, Universal, SeaWorld, contact Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. And our last sponsor is David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you need to rent a DVC hotel, if you want to stay at the Boardwalk, the Yacht and Beach Club, Animal Kingdom Lodge, Contemporary, contact David's at davidsvacationclubrentals.com. And now on with the show. Hello, everybody. Welcome to podcast number 166. I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy, Dan. Hey, Dan, pull up a stool.
Hey, Doug, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing wonderful. Not a crazy day of work. Getting ready to tell everybody about our wonderful interview with Hilda Castillo from over at La Cava Tequila. Wasn't that a great show we recorded with her?
Yeah, it was great. We've been wanting to get somebody on from La Cava for quite some time now, and it worked out that we were able to do that, and it worked out even better that we got one of the tequila ambassadors on, Hilda, as you mentioned. So it was a great show, much anticipated show, and one we really enjoyed doing.
Oh, it was a lot of fun. We got a lot of in-depth, we got a lot of knowledge about tequila that I didn't know that there was that much knowledge to know. I mean, there's three different flavors, three different styles of tequila. There was a lot of interesting facts that she gave us.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like a wine connoisseur almost. I mean, there's different aging and different types and different colors, and we learned all about that and the different drinks, and just a very pleasant interview. Like I said, like you said, Doug, it was educational, informational, and we definitely came away with a newfound respect for tequila, I guess.
Absolutely. We came away with a new friend in Hilda. So everybody from the Main Street podcast, if you're ever around La Cava, make sure you tell Hilda that WDW Main Street sent you in there.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I can't wait to get back there now. As you guys will hear in the podcast, they have a promotion that has to do with visits to the La Cava, and we won't spoil it. We'll let you hear it during the show. But, interesting stuff, and you can have some fun there in World Showcase, and in particular in the Mexican Pavilion now. You'll definitely go armed with more information than you had before you hear the show.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to my next trip going in and start getting my rewards loaded up. That's what
Absolutely.
I know.
Absolutely.
I
yes.
think I might try to get the reward on one trip. How do you think that would work out?
Well, hopefully it's a 2-week trip, and it still might be hard, but give it a shot.
Maybe between me and Brenda after this year of work, we might be able to do it. But we want to thank Hilda Castillo. She did a wonderful job, and we consider her a friend of the show now. And we also want to thank Christina for making it all possible. So that's it. That's all. We'll let you guys hear the full interview. We were very happy with this interview, and we hope you guys enjoyed as much as we did.
Yes, absolutely. I was trying to think of what you say when you knock back a shot of tequila, like cheers or something, but I don't know that there's a saying for that.
No, there's not. We'll just call it enjoy yourself at the Mexican Pavilion.
Yeah, take a lick of salt and then just down it, I guess.
All right, buddy, let's head over to La Cava and enjoy the interview.
All right, I hope we can get in.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Main Street Podcast. We got a very special guest tonight. We got the tequila ambassador from La Cava down in the Epcot Pavilion at Mexico, Hilda Castillo. How you doing, Hilda?
Hello, how are you? I'm excellent.
And then we also have Den here. Hey, buddy, how you doing tonight?
Good, Doug. Good evening, and hello to Hilda as well.
Hello.
So we're glad to finally have you on. We're very excited. So, Hilda, how does one come about getting the job as the tequila ambassador at La Cava in Epcot?
I think that I am a very lucky person I am from a beautiful town that is called Tequila, the same as the drink. So I'm coming from Tequila, Mexico. And I had the opportunity to work for a company, for a distillery, for 7 years. Working with this distillery, I learned everything about tequila, and I came to be a tequila expert. I was learning step by step about the tequila process. And in 2009, I had the opportunity to come to United States and work for this amazing place that is La Cava del Tequila.
Well, that's very good. That, you're lucky. We all wish we could work at Epcot for a living, and we're glad to hear you started from the very beginning there.
Yes. We opened in August 2009, and since the beginning we opened with 70 different tequilas, and now we are working with more than 200 different tequilas, so very special job.
Wow, 200 tequilas. I mean, I've been in there several times. In fact, the last time I was there was a couple of months ago, and our friend of the show, Bob, was with me. We were doing some flower and garden food reviews, and we stopped in there for a margarita when we were done to get out of the heat. I had the jalapeno margarita. That was very, very good.
Yes, jalapeno margarita is very popular. It's made with fresh jalapeno, fresh cucumber. We model these ingredients, and then we add tequila, orange liqueur, fresh lime juice, agave nectar, and then we decorate the glass with hibiscus salt. Hibiscus is natural, and has a really good flavor combined with.
It went down very, very smooth. And I've had a few of the others over the years that I've been going there, and they're all very different tasting, obviously. And I was actually looking at the ingredients that you mentioned and the ingredients for the other ones, and it's interesting that you even use different tequila in different margaritas, correct?
Exactly. Well, for example, what I am doing there? Well, I recommend different tequilas, and my best recommendation to start with a beginner is a tequila fly, because with a tequila fly, you have the opportunity to enjoy three different kinds of tequilas. Once you decide which one is your favorite, then we can recommend you different other brands. And for our margaritas, we recommend, or we always use the tequila blanco, because it's one of the strongest. So if you add different flavors, you at the end you can still feel the tequila and have the tequila flavor in your palate.
Now, when you're at the a question for you guys, also run the cart that's out in front of the Mexico Pavilion, correct?
I'm sorry, pardon?
Do you also run the cart that's out on the promenade out in front of the Mexican Pavilion too? You sell the tequila out there too, the frosted drinks, correct?
Yes. Well, we have the margarita kiosk that is outside. We have frozen margaritas as well.
Now, the question for you is does all of them have the same tequila in it, or can you get do you have to get the Blanco out there, or can you get the other brands too out there?
Oh, no, we can use the Blanco, but if the guests decided to have different tequilas, everything the guest wants, we can make a margarita for them.
Okay, that sounds good. I never knew that, because, like, my wife thinks the Blanco is a little too strong for her palate, but I really love that brand and that style of tequila, and I didn't know that we could actually try one of the other versions of the tequila.
In my recommendation, you don't need to spend too much to make a margarita. The best recommendation that I always have is the tequila blanco that I say. But if you are looking for sipping tequila, the best one is can be the reposado or the añejo.
Okay.
Which is going to be smoother.
What's your favorite?
Depending. I really like tequila.
So. You like all three.
It's a good question. Yes.
Now, as far as with the Blanco, does that mean it's the most inexpensive, or does it go from, you know, very, very good to excellent? I mean, depending on aging, or does price?
Yes.
Okay,
well,
how does that work?
I would
work?
Like to start talking about the agave, which is the plant that we are using to produce tequila. The agave produce five different kinds. We have tequila blanco or white. We have tequila reposado or rested. We have the añejo or aged. Also, we have the extrañejo or extra age, and we have the joven, which is the young. And the difference between every different tequila is the time that they are going to be in the barrels. So Blanco is the youngest, can be in barrels no more than 2 months. The Reposado, 2 months to 1 year. The Añejo takes between 1 and 3 years. The Extrañejo is 3 to 6 years. And talking about the Joven, Joven is the combination of two tequilas. They can use tequila blanco with reposado or extra age. So more time in barrels, we can obtain a tequila with more characteristics, talking about color, flavor, and aroma. And yes, more time in barrels, the tequila is going to be more expensive. But the most expensive tequilas is not always the best. It's depending on every person.
So I'll ask you this question. What is the most expensive shot, if that's the right word, of tequila that you can get at La Cava?
At La Cava, well, we have our bottle. Our most expensive bottle is $2,500.
Wow.
That's the tequila.
The tequila is a Jose Cuervo anniversary.
Okay.
And it's $210 for a shot.
Wow, just for a
shot.
That
is a very unique, very, very special brand.
Yeah, now, but you said it's not necessarily the best. So,
exactly.
In your opinion, is that the, to your palate,
it's
is that the best tequila
that you
tasting?
Can try once a life.
Once a lifetime. I
in
hear
a special
you.
Occasion, maybe in your birthday.
Yeah. Yeah. Like a bucket list thing. You do it once just to say you did it, right?
Yes, exactly. Like a good experience.
Yeah. Let's see here. I had a question. So I don't see it on the menu here, but I've heard rumors to this, and I would have gotten it if I remembered, but I did not when we were down there. I hear that you have a Maelstrom margarita. Is that true in remembrance of the Maelstrom attraction in Norway?
Yes. We have a mango habanero margarita.
Okay.
Celebrating the Norway Ride.
Yeah.
The celebration. Yes, we have that. And if you like spice, this is the best option for you. And people can still remember that amazing ride.
Is it very popular? Do you get a lot of requests for that particular one? Or because it's not on the menu, do you not get asked for that very often?
Yes, they really like... Talking about our guests, they like to try something new because we have many regular guests and they are looking forward to try something new. So as soon as they see or they know that we have a new margarita, they are going to come back for together and try something new. So Mestrin is very popular because it's the new one margarita that we have.
Well, I definitely got to try that when I get down there next. I can't wait for that.
Anytime.
Kind of, yes. To loop back to when you were talking about yourself at the beginning. So your title or your official title is the tequila ambassador. Is there a process that you need to go through in order to be called an ambassador? Or is that just a title that your company has given you because you know so much about tequila?
Actually, before come to United States, I was a tequila expert, like taster, catador is the name. And when I come to United States, when I work for La Cava, they name it like a tequila ambassador, and Disney approve it. And which means that I have the knowledge and I can share the tequila culture with every single guest.
Oh, very nice. So that's a very unique position, not necessarily like there's not tequila ambassadors all over the country or other countries. This is a unique position to La Cava and to Disney World.
Yes. I have another partner who is Humberto. Humberto has the same title as me. We are both working as a tequila ambassador. So if any guests have any question or is interested in to learn about tequilas, margaritas, or any recommendation, we are here at La Cava del Tequila.
So that's interesting. So usually either one of you are there at all times then, is that correct?
Yes, exactly. Open. And the best part in here is that if I have a guest at San Angelin restaurant or a La Hacienda restaurant, and they want to know about tequilas also, so we go there and we care about our guests too.
Wow, that's nice. So you kind of answered my next question in the previous yes. question. So you are a Disney cast member, correct?
I am a participant, Disney cast member, can I say so? Yeah, because San Angelin, La Cava del Tequila, is a participant company.
Okay. All right. Now, I was just curious. So you have the name tag and everything, and it must be nice to be part of the Disney family down there.
Yes, I am. Being in Disney property, I am Disney cast member.
Another question. Now, and this I've heard of, and I've actually, I think you guys tweet pictures out of this, but maybe you can certainly do a better job explaining it than I can. I notice that people, when they get so many, or try different tequilas or whatever, eventually they get to the point where they have their own glass behind the bar. Is that correct?
Yes.
How does that program work?
Well, I'm talking about the tequila glass, right?
Yes.
Well, if you are going to spend, like talking about $20, $25 in a tequila shot, you can enjoy, you can sip this tequila. For that shots, we have a special tequila glass. And with this tequila glass, you can perceive different characteristics like color, flavor, and aromas. Can mm-hmm. be like a tequila tasting and can increase the guest experience in tequilas. So the people love it. They love to try something different too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we thought that maybe if you like you're a regular and you came in so many times and you're there all the time that you end up getting your own glass that's part of your membership. Like there's a membership for the regulars that come in all the time.
Yes, we have. If you are coming regularly, if you are a regular guest, we have a glass with your name. Can use this glass every time that you are coming, and you can enjoy different tequilas with your name on your glass. This is very special.
That's very nice.
So, do you have to, you know, is it after like 25 drinks, or you know what I mean? Do you have to reach a certain threshold or dollar amount
in order to? After 20 visits.
Okay, all right. So, and how do they keep track of that? Is there a card, or it's in the computer, or how does that work?
No, it's by Twitter. Every time that the guests come, they take a picture with the manager, with the tequila ambassador, and they post it in a Twitter account.
Okay.
And then, we know that every time that they are coming, they have to sign with the fingers the numbers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So.
I see.
20.
There you go.
So, so you have a picture with, you know, 9 fingers up or something. And,
yes.
All right. So that makes sense. That's why I've seen it on Twitter. And I thought I understood it, but I really wasn't sure. So now do you got to order a certain type of, you know, it's a type of tequila that you would drink?
No.
So even if you had a margarita?
Come only for margarita. Sometimes it comes for tequilas. Yes.
All right, but you got to kind of register for the program, obviously, in order to start the counting and then put a picture up on Twitter.
Exactly, and it's for, like I say, for regular guests that are coming 1-2 times a week, and they it's easy for them sometimes because if the guests come every year, it's a little difficult to track.
Yeah,
the visits.
You're gonna
after
be quite
20
a bit
years,
older.
I don't wanna be.
Right. A question. So you're the tequila ambassador. Do you get involved with, I know you have small plates and tapas as far as food offerings there. Do you get into recommending certain food items to go with certain tequila or tequila drinks?
Yes, especially during food and wine. During food and wine, we have a tequila tasting that is presented at La Hacienda. And we are working with the chef. And we have different tequilas that pair very well with different Mexican food.
Now, does La Cava serve the drinks for the St. Angelo's Inn, or is that separate? Like, because you said you go over to St. Angelo's Inn sometimes and answer questions. Now, does La Cava supply, like when I order a drink from St. Angelo, a margarita, does that come from you guys, or do they have their own little bar in there?
No, they have their own menu. But we are using the same ingredients because we are part of the same company.
Okay.
Well, that's interesting. I'm just curious. Last time I was down there with, again, it was, yeah, it was Flower and Garden. It was just this past spring or this spring. We came across, I think it was in the Mexican, not in the pavilion, but in the booth. We had a coffee-infused tequila, and we thought that was kind of unique. I didn't know they even had that, and I was just wondering what your thoughts are on that, and is that taboo to have, you know, that type of flavor in a tequila, in your opinion, or is that all good?
No, in the tequilas, we have regular tequilas, and we have tequila liqueur. Tequila liqueur is when it's a different flavor, when the bottle comes with a different flavor, like the coffee tequila. Mm-hmm. And it's a really good, I can say that it's a really good digestive after meal. It's a really good
okay.
tequila.
Yeah.
Is it, yeah. There's the coffee mezcal margarita. Is that the one you're talking about?
No, well, this one that I had
this is a tequila liqueur, right?
Yeah, it was like a little shot we had. We got from the booth there.
Okay.
Yeah, Flower and Garden, yeah.
That's a coffee mezcal margarita also.
Yeah,
yes, I was looking at that. My wife would really enjoy that. I just got to get her something else put in it besides the Blanco. I have to get something a little lighter for her, but I think she'd really enjoy that.
Yes, we have a mezcal margarita. The difference between tequila and mezcal is different. The different agave. To produce tequila, we are using blue agave, and to produce mezcal, we are using mezcal plant, different kind of agave. So we have a margarita, which is frozen, and we are using coffee, and it's a frozen with mezcal, frozen margarita made with mezcal.
Oh, that sounds really good. We'll have to get that on our next trip.
Excellent.
<Yeah. laughs> Yeah, my buddy Bob, he enlightened me. I never knew this. I've gotten many frozen margaritas at the outside pavilion. Not the pavilion, but the kiosk there.
The margarita kiosk, yes.
Yeah, but I didn't realize this, and I saw the sign that you have something called a floater that you can put on top, which is, I'm assuming it's the same tequila that's in the drink itself, or maybe it's not. Can you talk about
yes,
that?
Yes, it's the same tequila. It's a Blanco floater, white floater, and we have a pomegranate floater too.
Ah, see, I didn't know about the pomegranate. So now, are them very popular? A lot of people get those, or no?
Oh, yes, yeah. Especially with the mango frozen margarita, pomegranate floater is really good.
Ah, okay. The fruit kind of all goes together, right?
It all sets each other. It sounds pretty good.
And what about now salt on the rim? I mean, I know that's, you know, salt and tequila and all that kind of goes together. Do you have different salts that you use, or is it one standard salt that you use for your, you know, drinks that you provide, whether it be outside or inside?
In La Cava del Tequila, we are using three different kind of salt. Can be. We have regular salt, which is the white, and is served with the San Angelin, with the classic margarita. And we have hibiscus salt, which is really good. It's kind of sweet and sour. We are serving avocado margarita with the hibiscus salt, and it's really good. And also, we are using like a chili powder. It's not spicy, but it's really good. Salt, lime, salty. And it's served with the blood orange margarita. And it's really good, too.
So what would you say is your, I think I know the answer to this, but I'll let you answer, busiest day or busiest days, if you will, at La Cava? When would you say you're the most packed, if you will, or the line is longest to even get in there?
I can say Saturdays.
Really? I thought you
Saturday,
would say Cinco de Mayo or something like that, but Saturdays in general, it's pretty
every
busy.
Every single weekend.
Really? Yeah, I mean, I was going to say, I was looking on the website. It looks like it seats 150, it says on the website. It can be very difficult to get a seat in there at times. As far as the turnover rate, or is there any limitation on how long you can stay once you're in there, or is it just up to the guest when they leave, then the next group comes in?
We have controls. We had a hostess at the door. Controlling the tables that we have, and it's easy for us to try to organize So on Saturdays, we have a line, which is drinks to go only. The bar is only to get drinks to go. And we have a table service. And the hostess do job, try to control, because we have 10 tables. So having a hostess is the best idea that we can have on Saturdays, especially on Saturdays.
Right. So you said there's 10 tables, and haven't been in there before. I know some of them are kind of like community tables, are kind of longer,
yes.
And then you've got some like two top tables or two or four seats that are, you know, for a smaller group. But it can get very loud in there. People are having a good time and is hooting and hollering, and it's a very festive place, no doubt.
Yes, that's why everybody loves La Cava, because we are in Disney, and we have a big selection of tequilas, and everybody come to have fun and to have a great time, that I say.
Right. Anything that you can tell us that maybe we didn't cover that you want to get out to the listeners? Any special, you know, functions or something within the, within La Cava that folks may want to know about for their next trip down the Disney World and the Mexico Pavilion?
Yes, definitely. You can come and visit us anytime that you are around Epcot. We have different options for the guests, and I can say that I have very nice staff. Our bartenders are super great. The servers are super great also. And just don't miss the opportunity to have a great time with us. We have, for example, I can talk about the avocado margarita, which is our signature. And it's a frozen margarita. So if you are coming to La Cava del Tequila, don't miss the opportunity to try this amazing margarita. It's not guacamole, it's avocado.
I'm writing these down. You've talked about so many different drinks here that I definitely want to try, because I usually get hooked on what I like and then I'm afraid to try something else. But almost everything you mentioned sounds very appealing to me. So now I have some new drinks to try when I go down to La Cava next time.
Yes, and I will be happy to see everybody. If you are at La Cava and I am not around, just ask for Hilda, and I will be happy to care about you.
Well, we're definitely looking forward to seeing you next time we're down.
I will do that, because I want to take my picture to start my quest to get my 20 visits so I can have my own glass.
Excellent. It's a great idea.
We'll have to use the Main Street one then, so we can alternate each time we go down.
Yeah.
Use the Main Street Twitter account.
That would be great.
Now, I know the Mexican Pavilion's your favorite, but on your days off, where else do you like to hang, Hilda? Where do you roam around Epcot? What's your favorite restaurant?
Yes,
or
I do.
Food
I love Disney. I love tequila, but on my other hand, I really love Disney. In my day off, I really spend my day in Disney. And for sure, I come to La Cava. It's funny, but I spend time in my day off also.
Now, do you have a favorite restaurant or a favorite place besides La Cava that you like to hang on property?
No, I love everything. I think that everything in Disney is super special, and that I say we are super lucky to be part of this company, because every day is like I feel like on vacation. So it's just like I love everything.
Oh, I'm so jealous. And in fact, I think this is taboo for Disney fans. Did I see on Twitter a couple weeks ago you went over to Universal for a day or two? Was that you, or am I confusing things?
Yes, for I have my annual pass for Universal too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I say every day is for me is vacation. So if I can spend 2-3 hours at Disney, I'm super happy. And if I can spend 1-3 hours at Universal, is different too. It's enjoyable.
Now, do you like the butter beer or not?
No.
Too sweet.
Yes. That's an acquired taste, and I'm glad you don't like it. Because me and Dennis, we root for Disney out of the windows with the two of them.
It's the Fuse Brew or whatever that is over there at the Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, Gaston's Pub. Have you had the Le Fuse Brew?
Which one?
Le Fuse Brew. It's over at Gaston's Pub in Fantasyland, in the new Fantasyland.
The apple juice, I think, and it's got like a foam on it or something like that. It's
I've never
like a
tried
sweet...
it before.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's kind of their answer to butter beer, I guess, is the way they present it. But it's really, really sweet. It's good, but I couldn't drink a lot of it. It's just too sweet for me.
Now Dennis will be really dying to know the answer to this question. Are you sad that Maelstrom's gone, or are you excited about Anna and Elsa coming?
Hi, what can I say?
You got to be politically correct, I know.
Yeah, okay. I can say that I like change, so I am not afraid what is going to happen, because I think that if they are bringing something else, it's because I want to believe that it's going to be something great too. And that I say I enjoy every single thing that they are doing. So my expectation is too high. So hopefully, whatever is coming, I bet that it's going to be perfect.
Well, you got a very positive outlook on things. That's what I can tell makes you a great cast member.
Well, thank you. Do you like that or not? Do you like that idea, or you prefer me?
Yeah. You could run for mayor or something. You'd be good with politics.
My partner here, Den, is very, very sad. He's a big time Maelstrom fan. I am too, but I'm on your side, Hilda. Like, I think they're going to do something great with the area. The positive thing is a lot of the Maelstrom fans are very upset with the new ride. You can stand out there and pass out margaritas to them to make them happy again.
Yeah, don't worry. If the people is sad, you can come to Margarita Kiosk, and I will be there waiting for a margarita, with a margarita for them.
Well, we've had so much fun with you. We're so happy that you came on, and it's exciting that we're actually interviewing you live from Epcot right now.
Thank you very much. Hopefully, see you soon at La Cava.
Oh, Dennis will definitely be down in October, right, Dan?
Yeah, I'll be down the third week of October, and I'll definitely come in and look you up, Hilda, and introduce myself. And like I said, I'll get a picture and get on with my quest to get my 20 visits done.
Excellent. It's a great idea.
And I plan on it, too. It's been a pleasure talking to you. You got such a beautiful attitude. Like Dennis said, you can tell you're a fantastic cast member. And hopefully all of our fans will come in and see you now. We'll tell them to ask for you when they come in.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Hilda.
Thanks, Hilda. You have a wonderful night. And thanks for talking to us again.
You too. Thank you. Have a great evening.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, guys, that's going to be it. Me and Dan's going to hop off our stools, pay our tab, and get on out of here. This show is brought to you by our fine sponsors, American Tourist Travel. For all your travel needs, contact American Tourist Travel at 856-227-9200. If you need a nice home in the Central Florida area to go visit Disney, Universal, or any of the fine amusement parks, and you want to stay outside the parks, contact the Elite Vacation Homes at 888-510-6679. They have a home to fit any size family. If you need a scooter in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at 855-939-7266. And if you want to rent a vacation club on Disney property, contact David's Vacation Club Rentals at 800-610-5791. And you can also find all of our fine sponsors at our website at www.magicalmainstreetmemories.com. And please, guys, go give us a review over on iTunes. That's going to be it. Thanks again, and thanks for listening. We will see you next time. Bye-bye. Thank you.